Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
There's a story that I wanted to talk about this morning real quick out of St. Pete because there was a lady who had been just calling, like, wasn't it like 11,000 calls that she gave given to the St. Pete Police Department?
11,000 harassing phone calls.
Yep.
She's called 911.
Right, and she took up basically like 10% of the calls that were coming in.
Yeah.
Like, so all the calls that the police department, and I mean, I know Assistant Mike K, Assistant Chief Mike K, we all know Tony Holloway, the chief. I mean, we know Yolanda Fernandez, the public information officer. Like, you know, these are people that I know, and I'm like, yo, so I was really hoping, because what y'all don't know is that we have been getting calls, like harassing calls.
Yes.
And our voicemail system, when it's dispatched, it sends it to your email. I don't know if I'm even supposed to say this, but I was hoping that this lady who had been calling the police department that they caught was the same lady who might be imbalanced and is calling us, because basically they're threatening, like, to kill me, to kill somebody who they refer to as that white bitch.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
I believe that's me.
I'll give you one.
I mean, they never said your name. They never said your name, but the lady did keep referring to that white bitch.
That white.
What about me?
What about me? Ain't say nothing about you.
Right. I'm good. All right.
Let me tell you, though, this, I mean, because when we were going to talk about this morning, it was going to be a relief thing saying, wow, that lady probably is the lady they caught her. And we got this on Friday, so we were like, we have to at least let people out here know that, you know, this lady's been calling us too, because it's in the news. But this weekend, after that lady got arrested, we got two more.
Oh, no. Damn. Yeah.
We got two more. And the lady was like, I don't know why she was like, I'm going to calm down, but I'm going to tell you. And then went into the whole, I wish you dead, and all the wild listeners dead.
I'm
going
to kill you. Oh, the listeners too?
Who you think you are, I'm going to kill you. Well, it was everybody. I don't care. I don't give a blank, blank, blah, blank. It's too dirty for us to be able to share on the air. Plus, I don't want somebody who's imbalanced to hear us, because if they're hearing voices.
Yeah.
I don't want them to hear their voice on the radio and saying. Make it even worse. You know what I'm saying?
This lady, Carla Jefferson, they said the context of her phone calls were often vulgar, threatening, and obscene. Does that sound like you're calling harassing lady?
This one is vulgar. I mean, you've heard Meredith, you've heard them too.
Oh, yeah. They're bad.
And they're vulgar, but they're very, like, unbalanced. Like, you could tell there's something wrong.
She's unstable.
But the thing is, everybody's treating it like a joke, though.
I don't find this.
Like, I've got nine. I got nine of them in my inbox.
Yeah, that's a lot. I have a question. So, I mean, essentially, this person is threatening to, you know, kill us. Is there a step we need to take? I mean, I don't know, file something against her or call the police department? Or I've dealt with this personally in my past, very similar situations, and it didn't stop until I had to actually file some paperwork and the cops had to talk to said human being.
This person blamed this last call. I was blamed, or Wild and I, either way, I don't know, was blamed for her, like, losing a house.
Oh, wow.
And she said something else about, she said that she is not afraid to kill me because I'm out here impersonating, having people impersonate me. So I got to die.
You're having people impersonate her?
Impersonate me.
People are impersonating you.
Me and going out and molesting people.
Molesting.
And right. So she basically, and who knows if she's right, but I'm saying what she's saying is that somebody pretended they were me and I got to go, because if I go, then they can't nobody pretend they're me to molest people.
She has a point. Yo, does she, like,
Davi, I swear to God, boy.
Does she go by anything? Like, does she, like, hey, this is Mary and I'm gonna kill you?
No, she doesn't say a word. And I mean, and we have a system that, like, handles, ever since COVID, you know, we don't have, like, real bodies around the building. Yeah. So there's, like, a answering service that handles them. So I get it via email. But, I mean, like I said, it ain't a secret. There are people around here, a manager sent it to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so y'all don't want to call the officers or nothing? Yeah. Like, you know, like call the police? Because I thought the lady with the 11,000 calls was like, all right, they called her. And then it came in this weekend with one of our guys that was on vacation. Said, hey, you got two emails, by the way, from this lady. And I opened them up, and it's the same crazy lady. So, I don't know what to do other than, I mean, I can't go over the boss's head. But if they don't see it as serious, then I'm like, yo, just know when it go down. Y'all better ride out for your boy. That's all.
I think you can go over their head. If you legitimately feel threatened and you don't think that it's like being handled correctly, I mean, you got friends in law enforcement. You could reach out to
also,
them.
Also, it's annoying. It's annoying that you keep getting harassed and she's calling you. It kind of breaks
up your day.
All
I got to do is not open the voicemail. But then again, it gives me a status update to her mental capacity. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, you don't want to not listen because she's like, I'm outside your house. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I listen, and then I hear that it's more gibberish or whatever. So I'm like, okay, well, at least I'm lucky that it's gibberish. But it ain't like, give me 5 minutes and I'm coming in. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
I understand that it's maybe you don't want a, like a telling situation or a snitching situation. If you want me to be the Karen and call the police department, I do not mind.
Do we have any?
Please do.
Do we have any more information on this lady? What side of town she's on? What's she looks like? Can we get a description?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, we have a system that I have no idea how this system works, but somebody in corporate does. Somebody who wears good shoes and shirts knows how this stuff. Because I'm like, yo, y'all can't track this? Because I thought the number that came attached to it was her number. So I'm like, I got the person's number. But then the next one had a different one. I'm like, well, what is this? And they're like, no, that's the calling service. That's their number. But I'm like, so if they call in a service, they got to have some sort of something.
They can track it.
Like, to track it down or whatever. But I'm just saying, everybody treating it like it's a ha-ha. And these ain't just people who are around on the street team laughing.
No.
This one, I'm like, people laughing who, like, get paid big dollars. And I'm like, yo, dude, like, this, if I'm not using this for on air, then you know it's serious. I ain't playing this lady on the air. Like, don't y'all feel, do y'all want, I mean, I'm at home with COVID and I got a microphone in the closet, so evidently I'm kind of a big deal. So why are we gonna let this lady kill me?
The text line is really hot right now. They're saying that we should definitely report it. So
I listen,
be taken seriously.
Meredith, she's never said your name. She said my name every call like 4 times. So
maybe she just doesn't know my name.
That's what I'm saying. Because honestly, she keep calling you a name of somebody who used to work for us.
It should be taken seriously. I mean, if it takes me to go out there and talk to people about it, I don't mind it at all. Like, I definitely want it kind of looked into, and if it needs to be reported, and then the police can actually, it's easily traced. They can find out the phone number, and then if they need to do a mental health stop at their house or see what's going on to get it to stop.
But does that provoke people even more?
No, though? I don't think so.
I think that's the fear. Does it provoke people even further?
You need to have a paperwork trail. God forbid something happens. This has been a problem. There's 9 phone calls now. I mean, yeah, it needs to be looked into.
So what you're saying is you don't have an imposter molesting people. Can we go on the record?
I swear to God, I mean anybody out there, better take the bad with the good. Don't just take the name, you better take these bills. I mean, all right, and people are writing. I see you saying, hey, be really careful when you leave the studio. I mean, yeah, we have to. Because, I mean, people hear us clowning the people on the air and talking our talk or whatever, and we get to be who we want to be. But it takes one person to just, you know, come out there. And John Lennon was walking down the street.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, it's just you don't know who in their head is hearing all kinds of stuff. So I was really hoping that they had found, and it was like almost like a scary movie. Like when you think the killer's caught and then you turn around and the killer's standing behind you in the shower. I thought that the lady was caught, and I'm sitting here at home kicking it and get 2 more. And I'm like, are you serious? Yeah. That ain't her. So it's 2 of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, so yeah, it's rough.
That sounds rough.
Dobby don't care because his name wasn't mentioned.
I care.
Somebody said, Dobby don't care.
Dobby don't care.
That's what happens. There are signs and no one reports it. And then something bad happens out of the 352. Take it very seriously. And somebody at 813 says, how many times have we seen that it starts harmless and is ignored and someone gets hurt or worse? Do not chance it, freaks.
I wouldn't.
Is this us reporting it? Does
no,
this count?
I mean, no, you have to call the police
hell
department.
No,
we have to
first
go
of all,
to...
the people in charge don't listen to our show. Second,
well, we have like the booty shaking sheriffs that hit us up every Friday.
Yeah,
they can't help
yeah,
us
this
out.
Ain't Friday. This Monday. They
you
ain't
have
listening
to make it official. Do you think this is official?
Yeah, this ain't official. You got to have some paperwork. Right. Somebody got to talk to somebody.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.